When it comes to sex, in Russia, there's no shortage of stereotypes. There was the supposedly puritanical Soviet era, which wasn't necessarily accurate. Today, there's the apparent abandon of the young and wealthy. As NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports, Russian attitudes towards sex tend to fall somewhere between those extremes.
Under the Soviet Union, the lack of entertainment may have encouraged widespread promiscuity, but sex remained a taboo subject for public conversation. That changed with the fall of communism. Suddenly, sex and nudity were everywhere. Today, a late-night television show about sex, complete with a familiar-sounding theme, airs graphic sex scenes just this side of softcore pornography. It's called Sex with Anfisa Chekhova, a starlet who's posed in Russian Playboy. Sipping a glass of white wine in a central Moscow cafe, Chekhova says the 1990s may have raised the curtain on sex, but not in a good way.
There was sex, but no sex education. Rape skyrocketed because men believed women had no right to refuse their demands, and girls believed prostitution was something to aspire to.
Advertisements for secretaries in newspapers' help wanted sections often asked for women's measurements and photographs. But a decade of oil wealth and authoritarianism have changed Russian society. Chekhova says today men are increasingly seeking respectability by marrying and settling down. And now it's women who are on the prowl.
Women dress every day as if they're going to a ball. There are beauty salons everywhere. There's fierce competition to attract eligible men, throwing around large sums of cash.
For all the new skimpy designer outfits on Moscow's streets, Russian attitudes remain deeply traditional. Chekhova says women's liberation is having a strong man to take care of you. Independence is the freedom to become a model or open a hair salon. That seems to be a common view on this pedestrian shopping street. 21-year-old Yulia Gaidakova says getting married last year fulfilled the most important goal in her life.
Women want a good husband who's responsible and loyal. Everything else is secondary.
Most men deny there's anything sexist in Russia's gender stereotypes, including bartender Vladimir Shatilov.
Everyone should have his role in life. If a man goes out and works, a woman has to take care of the home.
But not everyone's so happy about social norms in Russia. When prompted, many women complain about deep-rooted misogyny. Inside a fashionable restaurant, 23-year-old Maria Kutsova, who works for an international law firm, says although Moscow cafe society may appear westernized, independent women like her are virtual outcasts.
If they have career, if they are smart and they have good education, they cannot find a partner who would be at their level. Russian men cannot compete with Russian successful women. They are not used to it.
Kutsova says dating is a challenge for other reasons. She says almost none of the men she meets cares about safe sex in a country where abortions are a common form of birth control and AIDS is spreading like wildfire. Kutsova says she finds attitudes in Russia so oppressive, she's leaving to start a new life in Canada. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.